Time now for some Roots Radio music news. It's a soundscape unique in Nashville. The cascading fountain and the atrium of the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, along with the floating country jazz guitar of David Anderson. He's played here daily for a good while, 5,000 days as of this week. He started more than 16 years ago.
May 21st, 2001, that's right, when they opened the building.
The Hall of Fame had just moved from its original home on Music Row to its ambitiously designed downtown space, and he talked himself into the steadiest of gigs.
I was already pretty established as a jazz artist in town, but I knew that they would need some live musician to kind of be a filter, a lens between the public and the contemporary time and going back to history.
Anderson's own history includes growing up in Long Beach, California, and a vibrant career on stage and in the studios of Los Angeles in the 70s and 80s. He moved to Nashville, where he set himself up playing for $5 a day at restaurants on Music Row, where a huge range of musical figures heard him.
Chet Atkins was the guy who said, "Gee, David, when I hear you play with a group, you sound great, you always fit right in. But," he said, "when I hear you play alone," he said, "that's you." He said, "you should really consider a career as a standalone guitar player."
Solo, yes, but make no mistake, he's never alone on the job. Anderson can play country and jazz standards from every decade while carrying on a detailed conversation. And half his job is visiting with the people who stream through the doors of the Hall of Fame.
It's been a great experience to watch as not only the museum has grown and prospered, but also as Nashville has had its renaissance.
Mayor Megan Barry affirmed in a proclamation on Wednesday that Anderson has earned his nickname, Ambassador of Music City. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havockhurst.